Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants pitching coach and former Grizzlies pitcher in Dan Runsler. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thanks. Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is...
Hello and welcome to San Jose, California at Exciteball Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us from the South Bay for Sunday afternoon baseball between California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 29-20. They look for the series win today over the San Jose Giants, who come in with a record of 28-21. San Jose looking for the series split in this six-game series. Last night, the Grizzlies falling in the first game of June 7-2 to San Jose here at Excite Ballpark. Fresno suffered their first Saturday road loss of the season, falling now to 12-2. Friday through Sundays away from home. The Grizzlies, they are now 16-4 against the California League North Division standings as well. The Grizzlies sitting 5.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. San Jose 6.5 games back. So today is a crucial game as both of these teams try to keep pace with the Modesto Nuts, who are 9-1 over their last 10 games. Yesterday, the Grizzlies had two of their three hits from catcher Darius Perry, a career-high two hits for Perry, which included a double and an RBI single. Felix Tena had the other hit. He extended his hit streak to 10 games in the process. And the Grizzlies only using two arms yesterday, Isaiah Coupe, the starter, and then reliever in Cannon Handy. So Fresno should have a fresh bullpen, and they give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, who might be named tomorrow the California League Pitcher of the Month for May. Kaminska, a 3-1 record, a 1.76 ERA, but in the month of May, he has been fantastic, which includes a 2-0 record. He also has made four starts, a 1.16 ERA. He'll be countered by left-hander Dylan Carmouche for San Jose. Carmouche pitched on Monday as he gets both of the starts in this series for San Jose's five-man rotation. A 1-1 record, a 3.18 ERA for the two-lane product. And Kaminska, who went to Nebraska, both of their teams playing right now in their regionals as they are trying to stay alive in their regionals in elimination games today. So a great pitching matchup today between Kaminska and Carmouche to wrap up this six-game series. Well, another way to wrap up a perfect six-game series is with our pregame guest, former Grizzlies pitcher and current San Jose Giants pitching coach Dan Runsler joined us on the pregame show. We talked a little bit about a couple of his pitchers, including last night's starter in Eubert Mejias, and we also talked about a couple of his relievers, including last night's reliever in Cesar Perdomo, and of course, we had to ask him about going and getting food in Fresno, California. Our pregame guest is left-hander pitcher in Dan Runsler and former Grizzlies left-hander Dan Runsler and San Jose Giants pitching coach and Dan Runsler. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We'll be back.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants pitching coach and former Grizzlies pitcher and Dan Runsler. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So first question I have for you, so talk about how this season has been so far for you.
I think every year is different, you know, being my third year here now. Different crop of guys, different, you know, a lot of these guys, their first year in professional baseball, first full season. And so kind of get to know them a little bit and kind of teaching them what being a professional is on and off the field, I think is big. How to get routines, how to hammer that in at a young age, so as they, however far they move, that they have that kind of baseline.
You know, a guy that has a lot of success so far that's been pitching at a high level is Hayden Birdsong from last year's squad. How cool is it seeing a lot of your old players be very successful at the next couple of levels?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, the goal with every guy you see. You want to watch him on TV at some point. So watching these guys, I'm not really surprised. I knew they had the work ethic, obviously the stuff. But to see them have success as they move up and learn themselves and learn how to become better pitchers, I couldn't be happier.
Another guy as well is Dylan Cumming as well, too. But you have a great group of guys as well this year, and it's especially in this rotation. It starts with Joe Whitman, who was a steal out of Kent State. Talk about the left-hander.
Yeah, he's one of the more intense adrenaline pitch guys I've seen. His work ethic is through the roof. He wants the ball every time. You know, it's tough to even take him out of games. He's got that kind of compete factor at all times, and he just wants to go out there and get better every day. And the relationships that we've built so far is getting better every day. And it's really fun to watch him grow throughout the season so far.
Another guy that actually was then put into the rotation is Dylan Carmouche, the left-hander out of Tulane. He is fun to watch as well.
Yeah, he's that's the best part, is all these guys have different attributes, and he's got that compete gene as well. But he's really grown, especially once he became every 5 days. His midweek routine is locked in. He's sharpening up all of his arsenal. So watching him keep going, I'm not surprised. But like I was saying, it's not about just the short term. It's about the long term and making sure these guys are continuing to work every day.
Another guy that actually just won California League Pitcher of the Week is the guy that is throwing in Mejia. So talk about the right-hander as well.
Yeah, he's kind of a throwback for me. The amount of command he has at such a young age, and the way he's able to move the baseball multiple pitches, multiple locations, and he just loves to go out there, and it's like he's riding a bike. Just the demeanor is just sometimes you wonder if he's breaking a sweat, but he's been one of my favorites as well. I can't say enough good things about him.
And then, of course, that bullpen has been electric all year long. We can go up and down. Let's start, though, with the right-hander and Cody Tucker.
Yeah, Tuck's been a lot of fun, especially his story, getting to know him a lot. And just the arm slots, it's a unique arm slot. He comes right at you with a three-pitch mix that he's sharpening as well. So I'm pretty fortunate to have a guy like that in the bullpen for us.
You also have a guy named Trent Harris who absolutely shoved just the other day. Talk about him as well.
Yeah, he's kind of a, you know, he's a Swiss Army knife. He can come in and get you one inning. He can come in and throw three for you. And every time it's four or five-pitch mix, really high-octane stuff, kind of a steal for a guy who wasn't drafted. You know, you think about that, it's just impressive to watch. And just the way he repeats his delivery, it's second to none.
And I know a guy that you and I've talked about in the past as well is Perdomo, your left-hander out of the pen as well.
Yeah, he's been another one of our favorites. Just watching him, too, he's a lot like Mejias, where it's like he's out there. Just everything he does, it's execution over everything. And no situation he finds himself in is too big for him.
You know, this team is a lot of fun to watch, too. But for you, what do you do when you're not at the field? I know that Travis Ishikawa has started taking up golfing, and he's found a love for that as well.
I'm fortunate enough to live not too far from here, so I get to see my wife and kids when we're at home. But on the road and stuff, our coaching staff hangs out. But we just enjoy spending time together. I have a phenomenal staff that I'm part of, and we find ourselves hanging out, going to dinner, grabbing breakfast on the road. So pretty much we're trying to stay away from baseball, but baseball always comes up while we're talking. We're trying to get away from it, but it's all in a good setting.
What's your go-to breakfast spot, and what do you order as well?
If I'm being honest, when we go to Fresno, it's our favorite one because we get batter up, and then we also go to Huckleberry's. So we went batter up last time we went through you guys, and we all had to get the pancake on the side on top of the omelet. So We left pretty full. I don't think we ate pregame spread that night, so it was a good breakfast.
I love that. And speaking of Fresno as well, too, you have a new man at the helm in Yedwin Villegas. How cool is it to see him now as the manager?
It's not a surprise. After playing with him and then also being able to just watch him as a funding coach last year, he just had this way about it. The way he's able to just be even keeled, teach responsibility, teach everything like that, I'm not surprised. The sky's the limit for him.
You know, and the last thing as well, too, is that you guys don't come to Fresno really until July and then August as well, too. So a lot to do here in the rest of the first half and second half. But what can Giants fans expect from San Jose in the future?
I don't know. I think we're just going to go out. We can't look too far ahead. I think that as soon as you start looking about what you have to do and everything like that, you kind of get out of the moment. So I think if we just keep playing good baseball, we're going to stick around. We obviously have to pitch the ball and do the little things right. Fundamentals got to be key, but But if we go out there and we execute our plan, I think we're going to be just fine.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds for San Jose pitching. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thanks for having me.
And we thank the San Jose Giants pitching coach and former Fresno Grizzlies left-hander Dan Runzler for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball here in the South Bay between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. San Jose taking the field as we get set for first pitch. With that being said, let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
And remove your hats as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Performing today's rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, please welcome back to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Gigi Prasad.
A beautiful national anthem to get us set for first pitch here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Hello and welcome back. It's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 29-20, second place in the California League North Division standings. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the left fielder, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting third at shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth is the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting sixth, the DH, number 14, Felix Tena. He is riding a 10-game hit streak. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies today is the right-hander, number 35, Jace Kaminska. A 3-1 record, a 1.76 ERA. So once again, the Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota, Hobson, Hill, Wimmer, Hinchman, Guile, Tena, Andrews Jr., McCabe, Mendez, and Kaminska on the bump. And now for the San Jose Giants. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, 28-21. They sit third place in the California League North Division standings. Under former Grizzlies infielder and their current manager, Yedwin Villegas, here's his starting lineup. Center fielder Jonah Cox will lead things off, followed by the DH, Wade Meckler. Bryce Eldridge, he bats third at first. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 2, Cole Foster. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Scott Bandura. We'll finish up the lineup after the first pitch as Dylan Carmouche is ready. And the first pitch of today's game is high for a ball, and we are underway at 12:59 p.m. Here comes the 1-0 to Hobson, and it's a fly ball out to left field. This is playable initially for the left fielder Bandura. He makes the catch just shy of the warning track. And just like that, one out as Hobson is retired. So brings up now the left fielder in G.J. Hill. As we are underway, first pitch at 12:59 p.m., a beautiful afternoon, 70 degrees. We have clear, sunny skies, and we have 9-mile-per-hour winds as well. As here's a chopper foul by Hill, count it 0-1. It almost hits a couple players in that Grizzlies dugout from G.J. Hill. So again, 9-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As the pitch is fouled off again by Hill, counted no balls and two strikes. To finish up the Giants lineup, batting seventh is the catcher Ty Hanchy. Batting eighth, the right fielder Nadir Lewis. And batting ninth, the second baseman Giancarlos Cio. As Hill chases a pitch outside and Carmouche, two batters and two outs as he gets Hill for his first strikeout of the afternoon. And it brings up the shortstop, number three, Braylon Wimmer. As the Grizzlies so far trying to get something going against Dylan Carmouche, who has a 1-1 record, a 3.18 ERA for the Southpaw. As there's a called strike, counted 0-1. 70 degrees, as we said, a beautiful afternoon for baseball. Here's the 0-1 in Wimmer, a chopper to third, picked up by Zaccone over to first in time in a 1-2-3 inning for Dylan Carmouche. We had the bomb the first. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. As Jace Kaminska, the right-hander for Fresno, gets the ball. A 3-1 record of 1.76 ERA, as he will take on Jonah Cox, the only right-hander in this San Jose lineup. Here's the first pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball in 93 from Kaminska. That fastball is lethal from the right-hander. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch, and a breaking ball that is shot foul. Counted no balls and two strikes. Home plate umpires Gabe Vargas over on the bases, Jonathan Rector. Gabe Vargas, a very good umpire behind the dish. No balls, two strikes. Kaminska winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. Past the bat of Jonah Cox at 94, and Kaminska starts his afternoon with a strikeout. Good start for the right-hander, as he will now face a bunch of lefties in this lefty-laden lineup for San Jose. Wade Meckler, the DH, to the dish. As here comes a pitch from Kaminska. It is low for a ball, count of 1-0. Fresno wearing their red jerseys. They are 7-8 wearing their red jerseys. As here's the 1-0 popped up in the air. This is towards the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer on the lip of the outfield grass makes the catch, and two outs now here in the bottom of the first as it brings up the first baseman, Bryce Eldridge. Fresno's red jerseys, they're sporting Grizzlies on the front, black cap, red bill, the California Bear flag logo on top of that black and red cap. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, it's a called strike, counted 0-1. San Jose sporting their white home jerseys, Giants run across the front. They have the black numbers on the back as that swung on and missed quickly, 0-2 to Eldridge. San Jose wearing the black cap, black bill, and the SJ logo. As here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska. And that is just low at 95, count at 1-2. Good pitch from Kaminska as he looks to punch out Eldridge. Eldridge, a first-round draft pick last year. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. And Jace Kaminska, a 1-2-3 bottom of the first with a pair of strikeouts. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the second inning, as Dylan Carmouche will face Jason Hinchman. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants, just underway here in the South Bay. Here comes the 1-0, and Hinchman a swing and a miss, and count now at 1-1. From Dylan Carmouche, the left-hander, a 1-1 record, a 3.18 ERA. The 1-1 is low and outside. Count now at 2-1. From Dylan Carmouche, the two-lane product. As here comes the 2-1 to Jason Hinchman. Carmouche winds and deals. It's inside, 3-1. Jason Hinchman, 2 home runs. He homered last Sunday at Chukchansey Park against the Visalia Rawhide in a walk-off win. Here's the 3-1. It's high ball 4, and Hinchman draws a leadoff walk here in the second. First walk by Carmouche, and it brings up the second baseman in Nick Guile. Experience the ultimate party at Chukchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchanseyGold.com. Fly ball to center field. Racing back a little bit is Jonah Cox. He will make the catch, and Guile is retired. One away as it brings up the DH in Felix Tanna. Tanna coming in on a 10-game hit streak as he looks to give Fresno their first hit of the afternoon. So one out runner at first. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's a pitch to Tanna. He lines one out to right field, a base hit. That ball will split the gaps, and Hinchman heading to 3 as Tanna will take a big lead over at first as the ball gets away, and Hinchman will stay at third. Felix Tena extends his hit streak to 11 games with that single. He continues to hit the ball well here in this series. Hinchman up to third. Fresno now runners at the corners with one out for right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. By the way, we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As the pitch is high to Andrews Jr., count at one ball and no strikes. Here on June 2nd, glad you could join us for Sunday baseball here in San Jose. As now a check on Tena, and he's thrown out. What a move from Carmouche, and Eldridge applying the tag, and Tena is out. A big second out. It goes 1-3 on the put out. On the pickoff, makes it two away here in the inning. Good move from Carmouche as he got Tena leaning. So now runner at third with two outs. And Andrews Jr. now looking for a hit. Here's the pitch. It's high. Two balls and no strikes. Dylan Carmouche, good move. Picks off Felix Tena. The Grizzlies, a lot of base running mistakes here in this series as that ball's inside. Count at 3-0. We've seen a couple pickoffs, which included Luis Mendez, who will bat later in this contest. As here comes the 3-0 to Andrews Jr., runner at third with two outs. Here's the pitch from Carmouche, and it's in the dirt, ball four, and Andrews Jr. will draw a walk. Second walk of the inning for Carmouche, and again, runners now at the corners here with two outs, and it's catcher Ben McCabe, who on the Grizzlies has the third highest barrel rate versus left-handed pitchers. Ben McCabe had his first home run Friday night. It was a solo shot in the eighth inning, and he would love to continue his power right here. Here's the pitch, and it's high, and it gets away initially from the catcher in Hanchy, but not far enough for Hinchman to take a chance. Count of one ball and no strikes. Top of the second inning, no score. Runners at the corners here with two outs. Here's the pitch from Carmouche, and it's a balk, apparently, is Carmouche. It's a balk. It will score a run, and just like that, the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead, and for the second straight game, a balk scores the first run for Fresno. So Hinchman will score. Andrews Jr. up to second on the balk, and Yedwin Villegas wants to come talk and get a word with home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas. So Fresno is on the board with a balk. Runner at second now with two outs and the count to McCabe at 1-0 still. As here comes the pitch from the lefty. Looks back the runner. Here it is. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Initially looking at the replay, it looked like Carmouche was going into some kind of pickoff move. And apparently it was enough to let the umpires know that it was a balk, as that's swung on and missed. Count at one ball and two strikes. Yesterday, Fresno scoring because of a balk from right-hander Hubert Mejias. And so they scored one of their two runs, as here comes the 1-2. Looking back, the runner is Carmouche. Andrews Jr., great lead. And that's way outside. Count at two balls and two strikes as the second baseman, Cio, was coming in late. We were going to see if Carmouche went to pick off Andrews Jr. What a great secondary lead. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is inside of McCabe. Count full, three balls, two strikes. Fresno scored their first run after a walk in the top of the second, like this one, and it was the number four batter. It was Perez yesterday, Hinchman today. As the 3-2 is fouled off by McCabe, stays alive. So Fresno, very similar innings the past two games. A walk, and then an out, and then a single by Tena, and then a run comes in to score on the balk. So here comes a 3-2 to McCabe, and he lines one to third. This is picked up by Zaccone over to first in time, and that will end the inning. But a balk by Dylan Carmouche gives Fresno a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As the pitch is a called strike from Jace Kaminska, counting no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the second. As here is a broken back ground ball to first. Hinchman underhand toss to Kaminska, covering in time. It goes 3-1, and it brings up shortstop Cole Foster. So good pitch from the right-hander Kaminska. It's 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch, and a check swing. Did he go? He did not. So the count at 1-0 to Cole Foster, bottom of the second here in the South Bay. Sunday afternoon baseball, Fresno looking for a series win. Here's the 1-0, it's outside, two balls and no strikes. The right-hander in Kaminska, ready to go again. Here comes his 2-0 offering. And it is a strike, count now at two balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Two balls and two strikes from Kaminska. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the 2-2 is inside, three balls and two strikes. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that swung on and missed, and Foster down via the K. That's his third strikeout of this contest, and it brings up Scott Bandura with two outs. All at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As there's a called strike, counting no balls and one strike. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And it's a called strike, count of 1-2. Continues just throw strikes here to these Giants hitters early. One ball, two strikes. Kaminska winds and deals. Here's the pitch. It's high. Two balls, two strikes to Scott Bandura, the Princeton product. Bandura joined San Jose for the second half of the season after being selected by the Giants in the draft. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Bandura. Bandura, seventh-round draft pick, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As we said, went to Princeton. Great coach over at Princeton, and now in the Giants system. Playing almost every day. Here comes the 2-2 to Bandura. And it's a fly ball out to right field, and spinning, turning, and making the play is Andrews Jr. Bandura hit that one right on the nose, but another 1-2-3 inning for Kaminska. We head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. First pitch from Dylan Carmouche to Luis Mendez is a bunt attempt, count at no balls and one strike. The nine-hole hitter for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Mendez. It's outside, count of one ball and one strike. 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose here in the top of the third. As time called by the home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas, Dylan Carmouche was ready to go. Here comes the 1-1, and that's outside. Two balls and a strike. Dylan Carmouche, a 1-1 record, a 3.18 ERA. His 11th appearance, 9th start, as Mendez flies one to left center field, but it is playable and caught by the left fielder Bandura on the run for the first out, as it brings up center fielder Caleb Hobson. Carmouche, 39 2/3 innings coming into tonight's contest. 6'6", 225 pounds for the 22-year-old. Dylan Blake Carmouche, born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As we said, went to Tulane as the pitch to Hobson's line to left field, a base hit. Hobson stops a 5-at-bat streak without a hit as he has a one-out single. That's the second hit for Fresno as it brings up left fielder G.J. Hill. Carmouche was drafted in the 15th round by the Giants in 2023, pick number 450 overall. Started in the bullpen and now has become one of their five starters. As a check on the runner in Hobson, he's back safely with a head first dive. Hobson 1-for-2 now. No balls, no strikes to G.J. Hill, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, count at 1-0. Dylan Carmouche, as we said, a Tulane product. Well, prior to Tulane, went to Mississippi State. Southern University Lab School was his high school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So here's a fly ball to left field. Did Hill leave the yard again? It's at the wall, and it is foul. It almost stayed fair as Hill almost had his sixth homer of the year. We are waiting for the call from the home plate umpire and Gabe Vargas, and he said the ball just went foul. So count of one ball, one strike, and Hill big smiles. hail from Santa Cruz, so he was able to see some family and stay at home this week. About a 30-minute drive to the ballpark, he said, as here comes the 1-1. And now they have Hobson picked off at first. The throw to second in time, and Hobson is out. Second time the Grizzlies have been picked off today. Hobson is out, though, as he went to second on that one. So goes 1-3-6 on the pickoff caught stealing. And Hobson is out. Two outs now. Count of 1-1 to Hill. Good move from Carmouche. But Dylan Carmouche, as we said, went to Mississippi State for his first collegiate experience, as that's inside. Count of 2 balls and a strike. In 2021, he had 9 appearances, all out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, a 1.23 ERA, as that's a called strike. Count it 2-2. And then 2 years at Tulane, went 10-14 for the Green Wave. Made 32 starts in 33 appearances. As here's a line drive, base hit to left field. And G.J. Hill is on with a base hit. Second hit of the inning, third for Fresno. And G.J. Hill now 1-for-2, a 2-out single for Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-1. So Hill, after almost hitting a home run, instead will take a single. Similar spot as to Hobson. Now to Braylon Wimmer here in the top of the third. Wimmer, 4 home runs. Here comes the pitch from Carmouche. And it's a liner out to right field, and that ball will get down, a base hit. Hill heading to third. The throw is on, and he is safe as Hill makes it. The tag from Zaccone, it was a bang-bang play, but Hill is safe. Great throw from the right fielder, Lewis. That was on the money, and Hill barely in there. So now it's Jason Hinchman, who walked and scored his first time. So Hill to third, Wimmer has a single. 3 straight hits for Fresno. They still have not scored a run, though, in this inning. First and third, 2 outs for Hinchman, who walked and scored his first time. Here's the pitch from Carmouche. And it is inside, count at 1-0. Taking on Dylan Carmouche, a switch-hitting batter, 6'6", 225 pounds. As here's the pitch inside, 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies trying to stay undefeated on the road on Sundays. They're 4-0 on Sunday road games. They're also 6-0 on day games on the road. As here's a fly ball out to right center field. That ball is hit well, and Jonah Cox will make the catch on the run to end the inning. He ran into the right fielder, Lewis, and the ball dropped initially, but I believe that he had already been in an athletic motion, and that ended the inning. So the Grizzlies come up empty despite 3 singles. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark. Sunday afternoon baseball. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 1-0 here in the bottom of the third as Jace Kaminska will wind and deal. And a curveball fouled off by Ty Hanchy, counted no balls and one strike. Jace Kaminska, a 3-1 record, a 1.76 ERA. Here comes his 0-1, and it's a little blooper into right field, a base hit. Sounded like a broken bat as well, but that's the first hit for the Giants. And Hanchy reaches a single to right as it brings up right fielder Nadir Lewis. Kaminska is making his ninth start of 2024. He has been outstanding over his past couple of outings. Three of his four starts in May were scoreless outings. Six innings of work three separate times. As here's the pitch and a line drive to right field, a base hit. Back-to-back singles as the right fielder and Andrews Jr. up and throws it. And Hanchy to second, Lewis with a single. So back-to-back hits for San Jose as here comes second baseman Giancarlo Cio. Kaminska making his third appearance against San Jose, a 1-1 record, a 3.60 ERA. But Kaminska, he's been outstanding, a 1.16 whip in the month of May. Now in June, as a new month rolls around and Kaminska wants to continue his strong plays, that ball gets away from the catcher in McCabe and both runners will advance. Seal looked to bunt and the ball got away from McCabe on the inside part of the plate. So now runners at second and third on the wild pitch. So second and third for Giancarlo Cio. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, and it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Kaminska now with runners in scoring position and no outs. Trying to now work out of it. As here comes the 1-1. And it is a ground ball. This will tie the game up as over to first Guile to Hinchman. Hanchy comes in a score. It was a pass ball, not a wild pitch, by the way, given to the catcher in McCabe. So a pass ball. And then Lewis gets to third on the ground out from Cio for an RBI. Goes 4-3 for the RBI. So now a run for San Jose. We are tied at one here in the bottom of the third. Runner at third with one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Jonah Cox. Counted 0-1. So 1-1 here in the bottom of the third as the Giants score a run against Kaminska. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike, 93. Quickly 0-2. Kaminska, 6'2", 235 pounds. Went 5 1/3 in his last outing against the Visalia Rawhide. As here's the 0-2 from Kaminska. And a ground ball to second. This will score another run. And just like that, the Giants a 2-1 lead. 4-3 again, and Cox with the RBI. As Guile makes another play. Two productive outs for San Jose. And they have two runs now on two hits, and they have a 2-1 lead. As here comes DH Wade Meckler 0-1 with a pop-up. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. Kaminska, 22 years old, born in Coffeyville, Kansas. 10th round draft pick in 2023 out of the University of Nebraska. Also spent 2 years with Wichita State before ending his collegiate career with the Cornhuskers. Here's the 1-1 and a curveball fouled off. Count now at 1-2. For Jace Kaminska, who's now allowed two runs here in the bottom of the third. ERA now just over 2 as that pitch is high. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. From the right-hander in Jace Kaminska. Currently, as of this start, the lowest whip and ERA in the California League as that's fouled off. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That 1.76 ERA. And his whip just under 1.20. Here comes the 2-2 from Kaminska. Line drive to right field. Coming in is Andrews Jr., and he will not make the play. Another single to right for San Jose, and their third hit of the inning. And with two outs, it brings up first baseman Bryce Eldridge. So San Jose just continues to hit balls to right field as they bring up Bryce Eldridge, who struck out his first time. Bottom of the third, San Jose a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball foul counted 0-1. So both runs now to Kaminska are earned after the single there by Meckler. Here comes the 0-1 to Eldridge from Kaminska. And it swung on and missed. 93 down in the zone. Tough to be able to connect to that pitch right there for Eldridge, who has 6 home runs, 29 RBI on the season. No balls, 2 strikes. Kaminska comes set. Here's his pitch. And it's a fastball high and away. Count now at 1-2. Kaminska, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Mainly goes to that fastball and then curveball combo. Yes, here comes the 1-2. And there's that curveball and a base hit to right field again. Past the second baseman in Guile as the throw will come in. Now 4 hits this inning for San Jose as Eldridge with a 2-strike hit. So 4 hits now allowed by Kaminska. And he'll bring up Charlie Zaccone, who's 0-for-1. So Kaminska has now allowed 4 hits this inning, which ties the most he has allowed against San Jose in a game so far. That's over 2 different starts. He allowed 4 hits in his previous 2 starts in each game. So now a reset of the pitch clock. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. And Zaccone, who's 0-for-1, to the dish. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska, and it's a liner base hit to left field. San Jose has gone into the pitcher Kaminska, and as the runner at third and Meckler, the ball almost got away from Hill and left. He just stays at third. He could have scored on that. Eldridge to second, Zaccone a single. That's now 5 hits this inning, all singles. And he'll bring up the shortstop, Cole Foster, with still 2 outs. And now a mound visit here for Ben McCabe to talk to Kaminska, who seems rattled, something he is not used to, allowing this many singles. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As the first pitch is a pop-up, this is playable for the shortstop Wimmer, and he makes the play to end the inning. But 2-run score on 5 singles. We head to the fourth, the Grizzlies trail. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the top of the fourth inning, 2-1. San Jose leads Fresno, as Nick Guile, who's 0-for-1, will lead things off against Dylan Carmouche. Here comes the 0-1 to Guile, and it swung on and missed. Count at 0-2. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As Guile lines one to center field, that ball was hit well, but right at the center fielder in Jonah Cox for the first out. So one away as it brings up the DH in Felix Tena. He's 1-for-1, a single, but was picked off over at first his previous time to the dish. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As that's a fly ball to right field, that ball in foul territory, long run, and then Lewis will let it go foul. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Down a 1-1 to Felix Tena. Batting average now 175 despite an 11-game hit streak for Tena. As here comes the 1-1 to Tena, and it's inside, 2-2. Felix Tena knows all about his hit streak, because every time he's reminded of it from a teammate or even myself, he kind of just puts his hands to his lips and says, shh, I want to continue doing it in Spanish. 2-2. And Tena has been doing a great job just lining pitches to the outfield. Here's the 2-2, and Tena swing and a miss. A good breaking ball from Carmouche for the second out. That's his second strikeout of the afternoon. And it brings up right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr., who walked his first time. Dylan Carmouche now with the lead as Fresno trails 2-1. San Jose looking for a series split. Fresno has not lost on the road in a day game, as there is a called strike count at 0-1. Fresno has not lost on Sunday yet on the road. The Grizzlies want to have a happy bus ride home, as that swung on and missed, counted 0-2, as Andrews Jr. down to a knee on that pitch. Fresno, San Jose both trying to keep pace in the California League North Division, as this game is crucial for both teams. Fresno will visit Modesto next week starting Tuesday at John Thurman Field, a big six-game series. Here comes the 1-2 from Carmouche to Andrews Jr. And he will line one up the middle, a base hit. Carmouche was right there, and it went right sizzling past his ear for a two-out single. So Andrews Jr.'s reached base both times. That's the fifth hit for Fresno. They have all singles as well. And now Ben McCabe, who's 0-for-1 to the dish. So 10 singles so far between both teams. As here comes the pitch to McCabe, and he will line one foul, count it 0-1. Ben McCabe has homered. He also has a double in this series. McCabe in this series batting 250, RBI, and two runs as well. As time called by the catcher in Hanchy. Runner at first with two outs here in the top of the fourth. Glad you could join us here in San Jose, California. Here's the 0-1, and it's fouled off of Hanchy, counted 0-2. McCabe getting a piece of that pitch from Carmouche as an upper 80s fastball. And it's counted no balls in two strikes as Andrews Jr. Great lead over at first base. Let's see if Carmouche picks over on the 0-2. Carmouche looking back. Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch. And McCabe, a little grounder to third again. Ciccone charging. The throw to first is in time to end the inning. And Carmouche, a big zero as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 2-1, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as the first pitch from Jace Kaminska is a beautiful curveball that dips in there for a strike. Counted 0-1 to Scott Bandura, who's 0-1 with a lineout. As the next pitch is a curveball that barely misses down and away. Counted 1-1. That curveball, tons of depth from Jace Kaminska as he goes right back to it, and that's a dandy. Counted 1-2. Good curveball there from Kaminska. Three straight breaking balls to Scott Bandura, who takes his time, and I think he's a little bit upset because the last time he was looking for a fastball and drove it out to right field. Now three straight curveballs. Let's see what Kaminska has in store, and he goes right to the fastball, 92 on the inside part of the plate. So one ball, two strikes. Still, as Bandura got a piece of that pitch, and now Kaminska wanting a strikeout. See if he goes back to that curveball. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to second. Guile stays down on it. Over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and Bandura is retired as it brings up the catcher in Ty Hanchi. Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As there is a curveball that just misses, count at 1-0. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com. As Hanchi fouls off the 1-0, count now at 1-1. And come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-1, and a ground ball again to Guile. He's been busy, gobbles it up over to first, and in time, as Hinchman had to stretch a little bit farther than he probably wanted to on that one. Two outs now as it brings up the right fielder in Nadir Lewis. 1-for-1, a single and a run scored. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. Nadir Lewis, a single to right. First time he's played in this series. Here's the pitch. It's low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. It's Fresno looking for a series win. Here comes the 1-0. And a fly ball foul count at 1-1. So Nadir Lewis, as we said, the first time we've seen him in this series. A good ball player as that's outside. Counted two balls and a strike. Lewis, 6'1", 215 pounds, 20th round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. As he fouls off the 2-1, count now at 2-2. Good defender, great speed in Lewis. The offensive side of things, still a work in progress. Lewis batting 143 as here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Kaminska has his fourth punch out and a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the fifth, 2-1 San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1. The Giants lead your Fresno Grizzlies as Luis Mendez, who's 0-for-1, will lead things off. Here comes the first pitch from Dylan Carmouche, and it is fouled to the left side and out of play. Count it 0-1 here at Excite Ballpark. As we wrap up this six-game series, the Grizzlies on a 12-game road trip. Here comes the 0-1, and that's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Final day, though, at Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies will be back here in the end of the month, June 25th to June 30th, as that's outside. Two balls and a strike. Fresno 6-2 this year at Excite Ballpark that opened up in 1942, as Mendez fouls off a pitch off his body, counted two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies have played here plenty over the past couple of seasons. As here comes the 2-2, tough place to play at. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to first, and Eldridge up with it. He will tag the bag himself, and it goes three unassisted as Mendez is out. And with one away, here comes the center fielder in Caleb Hobson. Hobson 1-for-2. He was picked off on the single his last time at the dish. He singled, then Carmouche picked him off at first. Carmouche has picked off two runners so far in this contest. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here in the top of the fifth inning, and Grizzlies fans all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Here comes a 2-0, and it's foul tipped into the glove, count at 2-1. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms. As here's a foul ball, count at 2-2. Lane eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As Hobson swing and a miss, he's down on strikes. Third strikeout for Carmouche. Second out of the inning, and it brings up left fielder G.J. Hill, who's 1-for-2. As the Grizzlies trying to find something offensively, they have scored their last 3 runs in the second inning. After 11 runs on Friday, their offense has really disappeared for the most part. As that pitch is inside, count at 1-0. You're in the top of the fifth inning. Again, we thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. As the 1-0 is a blooper out to center and caught by Jonah Cox on the run. A 1-2-3 fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 San Jose leads Fresno. As Giancarlo Cio will lead things off against Jace Kaminska, the Nebraska product. They are taking on Florida this afternoon in their college regional. The Grizzlies, a lot of players that are part of teams that made it to the college regionals. As the pitch to Cio is outside, count at 1-0. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting yesterday, technically, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. As here's the 1-0, it's low, 2 balls, no strikes. So next time the Grizzlies will host an event or a baseball game, the clear bag policy will be in effect. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Here comes a 3-0 from Kaminska. It's inside and a leadoff walk to Cio. And Cio now, he had that ground out for an RBI his first time up, and now Kaminska works his first walk. As here comes center fielder Jonah Cox, who's 0-for-2, an RBI ground out to his line. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. There comes a pitch from Kaminska, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here comes the 0-1 from Kaminska to Jonah Cox. Looks back the runner, the pitch, swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Good fastball. 92 miles per hour. You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, a clear bag policy now in effect at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-2, and it's foul tipped into the glove, and Cox is out. That is the fifth strikeout for Kaminska. That's the first out of the inning, and it brings up DH Wade Meckler, who's 1-for-2. Cox, I don't think, realized right away that the ball was caught by the catcher McCabe, as he was ready to go again before realizing that that was strike three. So now to Wade Meckler, who's on a rehab assignment, as he grounds one, and Kaminska will watch as Hinchman makes the play, and they will get the lead runner in Seo. So Hinchman makes the play. Meckler will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 3-6 for the second out. And now Bryce Eldridge, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball. As time called, a new baseball for Kaminska. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1. Kaminska looks back the runner in Meckler. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 93, just sizzling past the bat of Eldridge. Counted 0-1. Jace Kaminska, that fastball really gets on you. Here comes the 0-1, and it is a ground ball base hit to right field. Past Nick Guile, who was playing a little bit over on that shift. So Eldridge now 2-for-3 with a single there. Up to second goes Meckler. And that is the sixth hit for San Jose, all singles. Yesterday, San Jose had 7 extra base hits among their 8 hits. The 8th hit was an infield single that could have been ruled an error. That's how close that play was. As now it's Charlie Zaccone who's 1-for-2 with a single. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. As there's a check swing in the dirt, count at 1-0 as McCabe stops the ball. Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher, went to UCF, who just finished up their game against Stetson. I believe they stayed alive in their regional, the Tallahassee regional. They'll take on Florida State next. As here comes the 1-0 from Kaminska. And it's fouled off. Good curveball at 77 is Zaccone way out in front of it. He shows his emotion right there after that foul ball. Count of 1-1. You can tell just the difference from the fastball to the curveball speed difference that these hitters for San Jose are way out in front. As here's the pitch and a ground ball softly hit. Guile, as we said, has been busy, and he makes another play. 4-3, and Kaminska out of the mini jam. We head to the sixth. Let's see if the Grizzlies' offense can get going right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. A new pitcher for the Giants as they lead the Grizzlies 2-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. It is Brian Palencia He will take over for Dylan Carmouche. So the righty Palencia making his San Jose debut against Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch from Palencia. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. So Dylan Carmouche, 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. As here comes the 0-1 from Palencia, and a ground ball softly hit to Zaccone at third. He will make the play, and Wimmer is retired. Wimmer now 1-for-3, as it brings up Jason Hinchman, who is 0-for-1. With a walk and a run scored. He scored on a balk. That's the only run Fresno has mustered in tonight's game. As Hinchman, tonight's beer batter, looks to get on base against Palencia. Here's the pitch, and it is high for a ball. Count of 1-0. Palencia is 5'11", 142 pounds. Signed as an international free agent in 2020 out of Venezuela. Here's the 1-0 outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Just promoted from the ACL Giants. As here comes the 2-0 from the right-hander to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman will take a called strike, count it 2-1. 91 on that fastball from Palencia with 1 out here in the 6th inning. 2 balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Now 2-2, another good fastball there from Palencia, and Hinchman out in front of it. So 2 balls, 2 strikes is now the crowd getting going a little bit for the possible strikeout to the beer batter. Here's the 2-2, and a ground ball foul. That was down the left field line as Hinchman was looking for extra bases. In this contest, there are 11 hits. All singles so far. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Hinchman once again working the count. He had a walk back in the 2nd inning and then saw a lot of pitches in the 3rd. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hinchman looking to get on base. Here comes the pitch from Palencia, and he will fly one out to center field. That ball's hit well, but Cox is there to make the catch. 2 outs now, and Hinchman is retired as it brings up second baseman Nick Guile. So Hinchman retired after a lengthy at-bat, and the beer batter does not strike out. As here comes Nick Guile, 0-for-2. Both of his outs recorded by center fielder Jonah Cox. Here's the pitch from Palencia, and it is low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fresno wearing their red jerseys, looking for a series win. The Giants in their home whites. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a fly ball out to right field this time. The right fielder Lewis is underneath it, and he will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning. Fresno just 5 singles. We will head to the bottom of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. 2-1, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. As Jace Kaminska back on the bump, he will take on Cole Foster, who's 0-2. Cole Foster, a very good switch-hitting shortstop from Auburn, as that pitch is outside. Count at 1-0. From Jace Kaminska, the right-hander has allowed 6 singles, as there's a swing and a miss at a good curveball, count of 1-1. Jace Kaminska continues to throw very good breaking pitches in this contest. As the 1-1 is a curveball and no go, says the field umpire and Jonathan Rector on the check swing from Foster, count of 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska, swung on and missed, count of 2-2. That was the changeup that just danced across the zone. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Kaminska now looking for the punch out. Here's the pitch, and a fastball just missing on the outside part of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kaminska working backwards against Foster. Here comes a 3-2, and it is outside, ball 4, barely missing, and another leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Kaminska as it brings up left fielder Scott Bandura here in the bottom of the 6th. Chuck Chancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As there is a strike to Bandura, he looked to bunt there, counted 0-1. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 0-1 from Kaminska, outside, count at 1-1. We thank Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 6th. As here comes the 1-1 from Kaminska to Bandura, swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Good pitch on the inside portion of the plate, as Kaminska looking for a strikeout right here against Bandura. Here comes the 1-2, and it is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Kaminska looking for his 6th punch out of the afternoon. His most strikeouts came in his last outing, where he struck out 9 rawhide batters. As that pitch is in the dirt, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminska trying to pick up the punch out against Bandura. Very good hitter. Bandura 0-2, though, a line out and a ground out for the Princeton product, part of the Ivy League. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch and a check swing. Bandura did not want that pitch at 91 miles per hour. The runner at first is Cole Foster after he drew a walk. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kaminska trying to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander to Scott Bandura. And it is high, ball 4. Back-to-back walks by Kaminska here in the 6th inning. And it brings up Ty Hanchy. That's the 3rd walk by Kaminska. And just like that, Kaminska has a new career high in walks. As here comes manager Steve Solis, and I think that will do it for Kaminska. He will finish with 83 pitches, and with 3 lefties coming up, they will go to the bullpen, and it looks like Bryson Hammer is into this contest. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Grizzlies go to their bullpen here in the bottom of the sixth inning as they trail the Giants 2-1 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Runners at first and second with no outs as Bryson Hammer will take over for Jace Kaminska, whose line is not done yet. As the first pitch is a breaking ball and a mix-up between McCabe and Hammer, count at 1-0. That would have been a strike, but McCabe caught the ball wrong, and now he will go make sure that they're on the same page with the runner at second. So one ball, no strikes, as Bryson Hammer makes his 17th appearance out of the bullpen. He has a 2-1 record, a 1.61 ERA, two holds, and he's 3-for-6 in save chances this year. Hammer 22 1/3 innings, 24 punch outs, as there's a strike to Hanchy, count of one ball and one strike. Runners at first and second, no out. San Jose, Hanchy looking to bunt both runners over possibly as the corner infielders are coming in. Here's the pitch, and there's a good fastball at 90 miles per hour. Count at 1-2. Bryson Hammer, he is listed at 6'1", 186 pounds, whereas number 20 on the back of that red uni. Hammer, 22 years old from Stony Point, North Carolina. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Hammer drafted out of Dallas Baptist by the Rockies in the 12th round in 2023. A very funky angle for the left-hander. With three lefties, he is the perfect guy. Here comes the 2-2. And a ground ball, this could be two. Up the middle, Wimmer stays on the back for one. The throw to first, and it's in time, a double play. A broken bat as well, and just like that, two outs. It goes 6-3 on the double play, and Hanchy is retired. Foster does get to third, though, so two outs, runner at third for Nadir Lewis. Great pitch from Hammer as Hanchy hits into the double play. So now two outs, as there's a swing and a miss by Lewis, counted 0-1. Just what the doctor ordered, a double play here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the 0-1 from Hammer, and there's another strike sizzling in there at 92. And now Hammer looking to get out of this mini jam and help Kaminska with just two earned runs to his name this contest. Here comes the 0-2 from Hammer. And it is fouled off as Lewis just got a piece of it. Lewis uses the majority of his body to go after these pitches. Kind of a rotating machine kind of situation for Lewis at the dish. No balls, two strikes. McCabe ready to go at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Count at 1-2. 91 from Bryson Hammer. Of course, he's been keeping an eye on what his Patriots have been doing in the college regionals. They knocked off Arizona as there's a ground ball foul. Count remains at 1-2. Dallas Baptist was the 2 seed in this year's regionals, in the Tucson regional. And Arizona eliminated. Dallas Baptist still fighting for a chance to get to the Supers. One of the best mid-majors in college baseball. Here comes the 1-2. And a foul tip as McCabe couldn't hold on to the baseball and will do it again. Bryson Hammer, mustache and all. Dark hair from the back of his black and red cap. Looking for a punch out right here of Lewis. 1-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1. San Jose leads Fresno. Couple games going on as Modesto Stockton just underway at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 1-2 and a fly ball foul again as Lewis stays alive. Nadir Lewis. Taking on Bryson Hammer, who's trying to get a big punch out right here of Lewis. Here comes the pitch, and again, a foul ball. Lewis spent the 2023 season in the ACL, batted 220 with one home run and 9 RBI. He also attended Princeton University, like his teammate in Scott Bandura. Here comes a 1-2 to Nadir Lewis. Hammer ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike three. And Bryson Hammer, a double play and a strikeout. Let's see if the momentum goes to the Grizzlies bats. We head to the seventh, 2-1 Giants. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in the South Bay. A beautiful Sunday afternoon for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies trailing the Giants 2-1 as Felix Tena will lead things off. He's 1-for-2 with a single. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Palencia. Hard ground ball to second, picked up by the second baseman Cio. Over to first in time, it goes 4-3. And there's one out as here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., he is 1-for-1, a walk and a single. He's the only Grizzlies batter to reach base every time. We'll see if Andrews Jr. can tie things up with one swing of the bat. Andrews Jr., a pair of home runs this year. Here comes the pitch from Palencia, and there's a strike count at 0-1. Palencia making his San Jose debut this afternoon. Just added to the rosters. Here's the 0-1, and it's outside to Andrews Jr. Count at 1-1. He followed Dylan Carmouche, who worked five innings of one-run ball. On the other side, Jace Kaminska, his final line, five innings, six hits, two runs, two earned, three walks, and five Ks. Here's the 1-1. It's low, two balls and a strike. So Kaminska, as of now, is in line for the loss, despite a great job from Hammer to get out of the jam. But Kaminska not getting run support this Sunday afternoon. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and he will take a called strike, count it 2-2. Good fastball there from Palencia. Nice, easy delivery from the right-hander. First chance we get to watch the Venezuelan. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, and the count full. Three balls, two strikes. The Grizzlies' offense, five singles. They have not had a hit since the fourth inning. Three balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch to Andrews Jr., and he will line one out to left field. Coming in quickly and making the play is the left fielder Bandura for the second out, and Andrews Jr. is retired. Two away as it brings up the catcher, Ben McCabe. He's 0-2 with two groundouts to the third baseman in Ciccone. So Palencia now looking for two perfect innings of work. But Ben McCabe, we've seen the power in this series. Let's see if he can launch one right here. And he will swing and a miss. A healthy hack counted 0-1. Good fastball at 92. As Ben McCabe trying to get something going for Fresno's offense. Here's the 0-1. Outside, count of 1-1. The Grizzlies have also made a couple base running mistakes in this contest. We've seen it happen multiple times in this series. It's cost them opportunities. As here comes the 1-1, and McCabe will take a strike. Count of 1-2. Good slider from Palencia. So one ball, two strikes as Fresno trying to get something going. Once again, the Grizzlies' offense just sputtering late in contests. Here's the 1-2, and a high pop-up. This is in foul territory. Ciccone has put out McCabe for the third time. A 1-2-3 inning for Palencia. It's time to stretch in San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do. Because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable.
Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1. The Giants lead the Grizzlies as the first pitch is inside to Giancarlo Cio. He has a walk and an RBI ground out today. As here's the 1-0 from Hammer. Count at 1-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, there comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, and Hammer has another strikeout. He has a double play and two strikeouts so far as it brings up center fielder Jonah Cox, who's 0-3 with an RBI ground out. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As that pitch is inside, count of 1-1 to Jonah Cox. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As here's a line drive to right field. Coming in is Andrews Jr., and he will make the play for the second out. So two outs now as it brings up the DH and Wade Meckler. He's reached twice, a fielder's choice his last time. He also has a single, so 1-3 with two outs here in the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies trying to enjoy a comeback clause win this afternoon. That swung on a miss, counted 0-1. Here on June 2nd, the Grizzlies trying to win their first game of the month of June. 0-1 so far as San Jose looking for a series split of the series. Fresno needs a win to stay close to Modesto in the standings. As here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed 0-2. That fastball at 90 miles per hour, and Meckler way ahead of it. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball out to left center field. The ball carrying a little bit more. G.J. Hill, though, the left fielder is there, and he puts it away. And Bryson Hammer, a 1-2-3 seventh. The Grizzlies bats trail by one run as we head to the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trailing 2-1 to the San Jose Giants here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Luis Mendez will lead things off against Cole Hillier. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a ground ball to short. Tough play, and it is bobbled. The off-balance throw is not in time, though, as Mendez will reach as Foster could not hang on to it. We'll see if it's a hit or an error. And it's a single for Mendez, so he's 1-for-3. And for Fresno, their first hit since the fourth inning. They have 6 singles, as now to the top of the lineup in Caleb Hobson. Hobson 1-for-3 with a single. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Hillier. And Hobson, a swing and a miss. The ball gets away, and Mendez up to second on the wild pitch. You know, pass ball, actually. So there's a pass ball. So runner at second now with no outs. Count at 1-0. That's the right-hander in Hillier. 6'2", 220 pounds from Pasadena, California, takes over. Signed as a free agent here in 2023. So pass ball on Hanchy. So Hillier takes over for Brian Palencia, who worked 2 perfect innings. No hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts in his San Jose debut. So now Fresno, the tying run at second with no outs. Here's the 0-1 to Hobson, and he lays down a bunt, and it will go foul. And he is out. Hold on. Why is he out? Hobson is ruled out right here, and now Steve Solis coming to argue. They said that Hobson got in the way of the ball, possibly. I don't know. That is a weird play. They just called Hobson out on the bunts. That is unbelievable. A batter interference is what they're going to call here on Hobson. They're going to actually talk about it with both umpires, as Steve Solis and Cesar Galvez, the bench coach and the manager for Fresno, both coming out to argue from their coaches' boxes. So possibly a batter's interference for Hobson on the bunt attempt. So now the count could possibly be at 0-2 if Hobson will be safe. If not, a batter's interference. And they're going to call Hobson out. And now Steve Solis is out to argue. And I wonder if he will get rung on something like this. That is unbelievable. As Hobson is out, G.J. Hill will come to the dish, but here is Steve Solis still arguing with home plate umpire Gabe Vargas. That is not the right call. I disagree, but either way, Hobson is out on batter's interference. So that is a big first out, as Fresno, with a runner at second and no outs, will now have a runner at second with one out against the 23-year-old in Hillier, and the ball just bounced off the thigh of Caleb Hobson after he bunted it. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's now G.J. Hill with one out and a runner at second. As he pitched to Hill, his line to left field. And that will go foul. Counted 0-1. So Hobson is out. It will go to 2 unassisted on the ground out for a batter's interference, I believe, is what the official ruling is. So one out, runner at second, and G.J. Hill, who's 1-for-3 with an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch, and Hill lines it foul, counted 0-2. So if the Grizzlies do not score in this situation, we can go back to that play. It's Cole Hillier, 23 years old, 6'2", 205 pounds, his 11th game out of the bullpen. He has 3 saves, no record, a 2.55 ERA. Here comes the 0-2 to Hill. And now a check on Mendez. He's back safely. Good move over there as Mendez is safe. Jonathan Rector making the call. So now no balls, two strikes to G.J. Hill. 2-1 San Jose here in the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, and Hill will line it foul again. By the way, on that Hobson ruling, the home plate umpire Gabe Vargas went to get help from Jonathan Rector, but to the dismay of Fresno, Steve Solis was pleading his case. He's still in this game, was not ejected, but you could tell that Solis was very upset by the ruling. As here comes the pitch to Hill, and a check swing, he did go around, and now two outs. And that ruling could really change the trajectory of this inning. With two outs now and a runner at second, it will be Braylon Wimmer who's 1-for-3. And a one-run game, unbelievable. So Hill did go around on the check swing on the fastball high. So Hillier's first strikeout. As Grizzlies team, tough break so far as now Wimmer will take a call strike. Counted 0-1. Braylon Wimmer, a single back in the third inning, 1-for-3. Had a great first series here at Excite Ballpark. A little bit of a cooler series for him. Couple hits. As here comes the 0-1. And Wimmer checks his swing. He did not go around. Count at 1-1. Wimmer, a big sigh right here as he gets ready for the 1-1 offering from Hillier. Tall, strong right-hander. Great bullpen for San Jose. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a fly ball foul. Count at 1-2. 87 miles per hour on that pitch. As Wimmer tries to stay alive. Cole Hillier. Signed as a free agent August 4th, 2023. Now with San Jose. As here comes the 1-2 to Wimmer. And it's low, two balls and two strikes. Hillier, great ERA, 2.55. He has 20 strikeouts over 17 and two-thirds innings. If Wimmer's retired, at least Fresno will still have 4-5-6 due up in the ninth. The Grizzlies trailing 2-1. Two singles came in to score in the third inning for San Jose. As that swung on and missed, and Wimmer is out. Well, umpires being in charge of this game is what happens as the Grizzlies, big two strikeouts with a runner at second. 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 2-1, San Jose leads Fresno, as Bryce Eldridge will lead things off against Bryson Hammer, who is back on the bump. Hammer's been outstanding. Two innings of work so far with two strikeouts as he takes on Bryce Eldridge, who's 2-for-3. As the first pitch is up the middle, broken bat. The shortstop Wimmer coming over and makes the play. And there's one away as Hammer, another broken bat, and Wimmer makes the out. So one out as it brings up third baseman Charlie Zaccone. Zaccone 1-for-3 with a single. Here in the bottom of the eighth innings, the Grizzlies, they trail 2-1. As here comes the pitch from Bryson Hammer. And there's a strike counted 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As here's a slow ground ball to second. Guile up with it to throw to first in time. And there's two outs as here comes shortstop Cole Foster. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As there is a strike, counted 0-1 to Cole Foster. Bottom of the eighth inning, 2-1, San Jose leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off now 0-2. So the Grizzlies trying to enjoy a comeback clause win in the ninth inning again in this series. San Jose looking to split this six-game series. And both teams would love for Modesto to lose. Modesto currently leading the Ports 1-0, though. As here comes the 0-2. Hammer winds and deals. And the check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did. Bryson Hammer, he has three perfect innings. We head to the top of the ninth. Let's see if the Grizzlies comeback clause can come out once again. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
The Grizzlies trail the Giants 2-1 here in the top of the ninth inning here at Excite Ballpark. Fresno looking for a series win and a comeback clause victory. And the perfect guy at the dish to do it is Jason Hinchman. Clutch Hinchman. Hinchman, three clutch hits over the past couple of weeks for Fresno. He lines one out to center field. That ball's hit well at the wall. It is caught by Jonah Cox. What a play. Oh, my goodness. Jonah Cox reaches up and robs Hinchman of a possible double. And that is the first out here in the ninth inning. Hinchman gave it a ride. He came up empty as it brings up Nick Guile. What a catch from Jonah Cox up against the wall. And that is the first out. Wow, what a play to start the ninth inning. If that is not how this game could possibly end, Fresno, if had opportunities in this game. But that was a big first out, as now it will be a pinch hitter for Nick Guile. It's Andy Perez, as Perez will take a ball outside, count at 1-0. So a pinch hitter and Andy Perez for Nick Guile. As here's the pitch inside, two balls, no strikes, and it hits the home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas. Oh, that never feels good. So Andy Perez, the pinch hitter for Guile. Guile 0 for 3, and now Perez counted 2-0. And hopefully Vargas is okay. Two balls, no strikes. Oh, that hit his arm. Oh, that deadened his arm right there on the replay on Bally Live. Counted two balls and no strikes. That never feels good. So two balls and no strikes. As now we have a mound visit as Gabe Vargas trying to get feeling back in his arm. And today marks Lou Gehrig Day, increasing awareness of the ALS disease that took the life of Lou Gehrig and continues to take the lives of too many people each year. And today we celebrate him on June 2nd. Here comes the 2-0 to Andy Perez, and he will ground one just foul. Counted 2-1 down the right field line. Fresno two outs to play with. They've only scored one run on a balk back in the second inning. Fresno, that is it. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a ground ball to first, and Eldridge stays down on it, and Perez is out. Three unassisted, two outs, and the Grizzlies will go to Felix Tena, who is 1-for-3. So the Grizzlies now down to their last out, and the possibility of a split of this six-game series. Fresno swept San Jose here at Excite Ballpark the first time they met here. Then the Giants got the best of Fresno at Chancy Park. And now we could have a split as Tena fouls it off, counted 0-1. Tena does have a home run in this series, two on the year, as the Grizzlies just need a base runner. Here comes the 0-1 to Felix Tena. And it's low, one ball, one strike. Good job from Tena to lay off. Stay tuned for a quick post-game show as we will head back to Fresno before the Grizzlies will head to Modesto for their next six-game series. That's fouled off. Count at 1-2. 2-1 our score. Modesto, they're looking to add more runs against Stockton, leading 2-0 in the third. They have the bases loaded and no outs. So count now at 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Tena from Hillier. And it is a little ground ball to first. That should do it. And the Giants will win 2-1 over your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies can only score one run. The offense, a quiet game. They had six hits, 12 total singles in this contest. And that will do it. A series split here at Excite Ballpark. We'll be back with the post game right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up as your Fresno Grizzlies fall 2-1 to the San Jose Giants. Both teams now at 29-21. Fresno, one run, six hits, no errors. They left five on base. For San Jose, two runs on six hits, no errors. They left six on base. The winning pitcher is Dylan Carmouche. He is now 2-1. The loss to Jace Kaminska. He is now 3-2. The save to Cole Hillier, his third of the season. Time the game, 1 hour and 51 minutes. That is the fastest game this year. 1 hour and 51 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,814. So the Grizzlies, they suffer their first day game road loss now at 6-1, and their first Sunday loss as well on the road now at 4-1. Fresno had an opportunity to win the series. Instead, they will settle for a split, which is probably the worst thing the Grizzlies could have asked for, especially with Modesto looking for a series sweep in Stockton. Modesto leads 2-0. Let's go through the scoring plays. There was not a lot of them. The Grizzlies scored their only run on a balk in the second inning. That allowed Jason Hinchman to score, who walked to open the frame. Fresno in June so far, three runs. Two of them have scored on balks. In the third, the Giants scored two runs on a pair of groundouts. That's right, a pair of groundouts. Hanchy and Lewis scoring on singles. So it was a single from Hanchy, single from Lewis, and then two ground outs, a pass ball, a big point in that third inning. Other than that, it was all zeros, 12 total hits, all singles as well. No one had an extra base hit in this game. Fresno had a couple base running errors. They were picked off once, or actually twice, with one caught stealing, which was Hobson. Tanna also picked off. Tanna did extend his hit streak, though, to 11 games. Fresno had six different players with a hit as well. On the other side for San Jose, they had two hits from Bryce Eldridge, and they had six hits overall, runs by Hanchy and Lewis at the bottom of the lineup. For Fresno, Jace Kaminska, he picked up the loss after five innings of work, allowed six singles, two runs on two, and both of them earned. He had three walks and five Ks. And then Bryson Hammer, he was the storyline for Fresno. He retired. He had three innings of work. He just faced eight batters, but picked up nine outs. He had three strikeouts in that frame as well. A double play, three strikeouts. He looked fantastic in relief. He was a big star for Fresno this Sunday. For San Jose, Dylan Carmouche picked up the win. Five innings, one run. It was earned on five hits, two walks, three Ks. And then it was Brian Palencia picking up his first hold. He had two perfect innings in his San Jose debut. And then Cole Hillier with two innings of work. He had two strikeouts, and he picks up his third save. So the Grizzlies, they suffer a tough 2-1 loss. That brings us to our next game, which is the biggest series of the Grizzlies season. They will take on the Modesto Nuts at John Thurman Field, a 6-game series. And this will be a big one for Fresno as they will look to get back into the standings in the California League North Division. This team is beatable in the Modesto Nuts, and the Grizzlies will have to prove it next week as they give the ball to Albert Pacheco Tuesday night. He has a 2-2 record, a 3 ERA. Pacheco, 1 earned run over 8 frames in his start here at Excite Ballpark. He may win a pitcher of the week. He'll be countered by Modesto hard-throwing right-hander Brody Hopkins, a 2-1 record, a 3.03 ERA. First pitch at 7:05 p.m. at John Thurman Field. We'll have the pregame show at 6:50. Our pregame guest will be infielder Braylon Wimmer, and we hope you can join us. The Grizzlies, a tough 2-1 loss today against the San Jose Giants as the Grizzlies, they split the series with the Giants, the rivalry renewed. We will be back here in San Jose in about 3 weeks or so as the Grizzlies at that point will know if they have won the first half or if they have lost either Modesto or San Jose. The Giants will face the Ports next week at Banner Island Ballpark. Our final score once again, San Jose 2, Fresno 1. The Grizzlies back in town to face, or they are back on the road next week, Tuesday night in Modesto. Take on the Modesto Nuts, a battle between first and second place teams in the California League North Division standings. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you Tuesday night for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.